Okay. Chapter 1, Intimacy with the Almighty. Deep things are intriguing. Deep jungles, deep water, deep caves and canyons, deep thoughts and conversations. There is nothing like depth to make us dissatisfied with superficial, shallow things. Once we have delved below the surface and had a taste of the marvels and mysteries of the deep, we realize the value of taking the time and going to the trouble of plumbing those depths. That is especially true in the spiritual realm. God invites us to go deeper rather than to be content with surface matters. We read in the scriptures that the Spirit of God searches all things, even the depths of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. The depth of his wisdom and his ways is defined as unsearchable and unfathomable, according to Romans 11:33. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. Toward the end of his struggles, Job refers to the Lord's deep, mysterious, and inexplicable purposes as things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. The prophet Daniel stated that God reveals the profound and hidden things, and that he knows what is in the darkness. We read elsewhere, he reveals mysteries from the darkness and brings the deep darkness into light. The psalmist testifies that thy judgments are like a great deep. Clearly, our Lord operates in realms far beyond our ability to comprehend, but he longs for us to explore and experience that which is beyond the obvious. Some of his best truths, like priceless treasures, are hidden in depths most folks never take time to search out. Our loss. Patiently and graciously, he waits to reveal insights and dimensions of truth to those who care enough to probe, to examine, to ponder. Such searching is not merely an intellectual pursuit. God's ways are not discovered through the normal humanistic methods of research. Can you discover the depths of God? Can you discover the limits of the Almighty? They are as high as the heavens. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol, what can you know? Job 11:7-8. As important and intriguing as divine depths might be, they defy discovery by the natural means of our minds. He reserves these things for those whose hearts are completely his, for those who take the time to wait before him. Only in that way can there be intimacy with the Almighty. Tragically, precious little in this hurried and hassled age promotes such intimacy. We have become a body of people who look more like a herd of cattle in a stampede than a flock of God beside green pastures and still waters. Our forefathers knew, it seems, how to commune with the Almighty, but do we? We must learn anew to think deeply, to worship meaningfully, and to meditate unhurriedly. Richard Foster's words penetrate. Superficiality is the curse of our age. The doctrine of instant satisfaction is a primary spiritual problem. The desperate need today is not for a greater number of intelligent people or gifted people, but for deep people. Stop and think about that before going on. Ask yourself a hard question. Be honest in your answer. Am I among the deep people? You may not feel as though you are as deep as a person you'd like to be. However, you have some level of interest in becoming so, otherwise you would not have picked up this book. More than likely, you've grown weary of superficial things. You're tired of skating talk and shallow thinking. I don't know, skating talk? Yeah, that's what it says. Okay. You know there has to be more. You're just not sure how to get there. One thing is certain. You don't want to stay where you are. I commend you. No one is ready to take on the depths unless he or she is fed up with the superficial. What you long for, unless I miss my guess, is intimacy with the Almighty. You want to be profoundly aware of his presence, in touch with him at the deepest possible level, thinking his thoughts, gleaning his wisdom, and living as close to his heart as humanly possible, operating your life in the nucleus of his will. I desire the same, I freely admit.